We're joined in the media center by number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Eddie Krawick. His 7.178 at 187.29 miles an hour got him his second number one qualifying position, 35th of his career, and first for your new style of motorcycle. Did you think you guys were going to pick up a little bit today, or is this pretty much what you're expecting after last night?
Well, to be completely honest, we should have picked up today. We tried giving it back. You know, we tried giving it to somebody else on those last two sessions. But, you know, it came out strong this morning, went a 7, same thing, 17 with an 8. And then this last session, air's a little better, track's a lot better. Everything was just better. And, you know, we missed it. We went out there and kind of knocked a tire off of it a little bit and went into some shake. And when you do that, that disrupts the ET quite a bit. So only going to 20. We know where we need to go, and as I said yesterday, you're kind of tuning for the last run instead of the next run, and we'll get our stuff turned around and ready for tomorrow. But it's a good starting point for us. It's huge for me because, you know, two things. You know, the NHRA Mickey Thompson Pro Bike Battle next week in Sonoma. Those points, I didn't want to lose it. You know, Jerry and LE and those guys have just been grabbing points up left and right. And so it was good for me to maintain and continue to move forward. Same for Andrew also. So I'm not sure how that's going to all shake out. But key thing is for us, the street rod going to the pole. It's five races in. We're glad to be here.
You did finish number one in that, obviously, and get Chip Ellison round one.
Yeah.
In Sonoma. So.
Yeah, I mean that. There's no easy bike, especially going into that battle. And to be quite honest, we haven't run like we should at sea level yet. So hopefully what we're learning here translates down there. And it's a huge difference going from, you know, Denver, a mile high, you know, adjusted altitude to somewhere in the 10,000 feet range to going to somewhere that can be actually negative altitude. So we'll have our homework, and we're going to have to really do it and keep after it. Thanks guys. Yep.